With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the Russia-Ukraine war needs to end now.
People being killed at levels that you've rarely seen, not even close, since the Second World War. And I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. Just a half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago.
Talks were held between Russia and the U.S. in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, by a vote of 51-45, the Senate votes to confirm Howard Lutnick as Secretary of Commerce. Bob Agnew reports.
Lutnick brings to the role years of successful business management. A Wall Street billionaire, Lutnick will play a major role in President Trump's America First strategy, including the use of tariffs. In the role, Lutnick will advocate for U.S. business interests abroad. He'll also keep a watchful eye on U.S. exports of sensitive technology to adversaries like China and Russia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Social Security Administration's Acting Commissioner Michelle King stepped down in response to requests by the Department of Government Efficiency to access Social Security information. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports on some of the waste which DOGE has revealed.
Panel Chair Elon Musk says millions in the Social Security database range in age from 100 to 159, and some are even older than that. Posting on X, Musk writes, "Maybe Twilight is real, and there are a lot of vampires collecting Social Security."
An emergency town hall now scheduled for Friday to discuss recent spike in crimes at the University of Houston's main campus. Armed robberies, a rape at knife point, and a number of scooter thefts have all been reported at that school in recent weeks. Several student groups helped organize the event. This is SRN News. A call to end prayer in the British legislature.
Ever since 1558, members of Parliament have paused at the beginning of each daily session to ask God's guidance and blessing on their proceedings. But now a group of lawmakers are urging the House of Commons to end the practice, calling it, quote, outmoded, outdated, and not compatible with 21st century society. Apparently both liberals and conservatives want to end prayer. Roughly half of the current Parliament is non-Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order halting federal support for sex change procedures on kids. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King issued a temporary restraining order after another judge temporarily blocked the president's directive for 14 days. The president's order calls for halting federal funding for institutions that provide the procedures and excluding them from government-run coverage. This is SRN News. A polar vortex is hitting portions of the country.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now across the central United States.
He expects records to be broken, with many areas in the single digits or below zero. Orison says the extreme cold continues through at least Friday, with snow in the forecast for the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
California facing a shortage of honeybees, which has worsened as beehive thefts have increased. It's especially concerning as the Central Valley prepares for the almond bloom, a key time for almond health. California produces about 80% of the world's supply of almonds. Over the past decade, bee thefts have left beekeepers short thousands of hives and millions of dollars. More details at SRNnews.com.